Nick Lowe has a new CD called The Convincer, so we invited him back to our studio to perform some new and old songs. Nick Lowe is a British singer-songwriter and guitarist who got his start in the mid-70s in the pub rock era. He was a member of the band Brinsley Schwartz and the band Rockpile. He produced some of Elvis Costello's early work. Lowe's best-known songs include Cruel to Be Kind and What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. A few years ago, Johnny Cash recorded Lowe's song, The Beast in Me. That song was used at the end of the pilot of The Sopranos. Last week, Nick Lowe came to our studio to record a short concert for us. His throat was a little scratchy from performing and traveling, but he still sounded great. Nick Lowe, I want to welcome you back to Fresh Air. You know, after September 11th, it took me a couple of weeks to get back to listening to some music, part because I'd been so tuned in to all the news and on radio and TV. Then the first thing I popped in the CD player after this long break from listening was your CD, and boy, you sounded good.
Oh, well, that's wonderful.
So I'm really glad to share your voice with our listeners now. Why don't we start with a song from the new CD, and this is called Between Darkness and Dawn, and I think it's in its own way, it really speaks to the moment.
Okay, here we go. When you feel you're all in and you've decided you can't win, tell yourself it won't be for long, you're between dark and dawn. You've got too much time you can't kill, your wheels are spinning but you're standing still. It's all flat and forlorn in between dark and dawn. You're so blue you can't see, one day all this will be history. Now I've been a fool but I'm not wrong, you're between dark and dawn. You're between dark and dawn. Between dark and dawn, that's where nothing's always going on. You'll be on form before too long, but right now you're between dark and dawn. Between dark and dawn, you're between dark and dawn. Between dark and dawn, you're between dark and dawn.
That's Nick Lowe performing in our studio. That song is also on his new CD, The Convincer. I've been thinking about one of your songs lately, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, which is a song that Elvis Costello also recorded.
Mm.
It's a song with an interesting history because it seems to drift back and forth between irony and realness, mm. irony and sincerity or something. Mm. Do you want to talk a little bit about the history of the song and the different meanings it's taken on over the years?
Yes, it's a really funny one, that song, because I always think of it as being the first truly original idea I had. Was that I couldn't believe my luck when I thought up that title, because this is about 1973, I would think, that I thought it up, and I can remember being sort of giving myself a talking to and saying, well, now look, this is a really good little thing, this, don't be too clever with this and make it too comical, try and make the verse a bit opaque. And let the title do the talking, because the title is it, and it's quite a nice little tune. But it's one of those songs which, sadly, it never becomes redundant. You know, you'd think that by now no one would have to sing this damn thing anymore, but they do. I really hope the day comes when it's forgotten. Really.
Well, I think it's going to have to be sung one more time. Do you want to do a bit of it?
Sure.
For us?
Yes, certainly. As
as I walk this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity. Oh, yeah, I ask myself, is all hope gone? Is there only pain, hatred, and misery? Oh, yes, and each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I want to know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? And as I walk on through troubled times, my spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. Where are the strong? And who are the trusting? And where is the harmony, sweet harmony? 'Cause each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Understanding, brother. Understanding, sister. Understanding.
That's Nick Lowe performing in our studio. That sounded great. How does it sound to you now? I do think there's times when it's had this ironic cast to it.
Yes, it. I think when I thought it up originally, it was because everything was changing. The old hippie ideals were going, and everyone was getting a bit slick and knowing, and so it seemed to me anyway. And so it was. I originally thought it up as some poor old hippie saying, oh, well, I might be on the way out, you know, but there's one thing I know, you know, that will... what is so funny about this thing? You all think that you're so clever now, you know. But it wasn't really until Elvis Costello recorded it, and he gave it this whole other slant, and it was like this kind of anthem, became this sort of anthemic thing. And so I can't remember this. The original idea of it has kind of disappeared.
Nick Lowe is my guest, and he has a new CD called The Convincer. I was reading a review of your new CD by a reviewer who really liked it a lot and was praising you for being in your early 50s and coming up with songs that suit your age, as opposed to writing teenage kind of songs or just kind of writing beyond your period of talent.
You know? Oh, well.
Anyways, do you feel like your songwriting has changed over the years? Do you feel like you're writing a different kind of song now, either lyrically or melodically?
Yes, I think so. Yes, I had this brief career as a pop star in the 70s, and while it was going on, I knew that it was going to be over one day. And I didn't have that that sort of Cher, Elton John kind of thing, you know, that whether they managed to have that their careers just stride on through the decades. You know, I knew I didn't have that.
It's because you don't have the right clothes.
Yes, well, I think Elton would be kind of cross if he heard you say that. But anyway, I told myself that I had to figure out a way when my little time, you know, being quoted and being in the papers and things was over, that I have to figure out a way of recording and writing for myself so that I could use the fact I was getting older as an asset, as opposed to it being a handicap. It's only really in pop music that it is. It's not in jazz. You know, you can't be too old in jazz, to, or blues, or even in country and western, although that's debatable now, because some of the great country and western artists aren't played on country radio now, as we know. Merle Haggard and Johnny Cash are two that could spring to mind. But in pop music, you're clapped out and on the scrap heap by 30. So I thought, well, no, I'm going to figure out a way I can record and myself so I can use it, so people will actually rather envy me for being in my 50s.
Oh, lucky
saying,
guy.
Oh, hurry up. Wait, can I wait? Can I wait till I get to be 50, you know? So I did start working on it, on my songs, to reflect. It feels easy to do it. You don't feel foolish doing it. Mutton dressed up as lamb and banging on about something that you don't really feel like anymore. It's a kind of a wretched sight to see old pop singers, you know, trying to capture their youth, or having their audience relive their youth through them, which is a kind of a sad sight, I think. And I thought, well, I'm not going to do that. But then, of course, it's very easy for me to pontificate about this, but then I had a great stroke of luck. I had this song recorded by Curtis Stigers, put on the Bodyguard album, which gave me an enormous injection of finances, which enabled me never to have to listen to anyone telling me to put a drum loop on it, Nick. You know, the kids won't go for it unless you do this. It made me be able to do my records exactly like I want to do them. And if I think it's cool, then it is cool, and that's an end to it.
The only cool worth having. Could you articulate what you think the difference is between, say, a teenage love song that wouldn't quite work for you now and the kind of ballad that you might write now?
Well, a teenage love song might work for me now, but I don't think me kind of boasting about my conquests on the road, you know, really would fly. That's the kind of thing that I can't really do anymore. And when I do shows,
did you ever?
Yes, I'm ashamed to say I did, really. And you know, it was all good fun at the time. But I'm not sure if I'm thinking of a song in particular, but it's that kind of thing. I used to do that.
Oh, you know where I'm heading. I'm on the verge of asking you to do a song about, you know, the boast of your conquests on the road.
Well, I would do if I can think of. If I could think of one, oh God, what am I doing? No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Having said that, you know, I really ought to kind of illustrate it, but I can't actually think of the song, a specific song that I'm doing. It was more a sort of genre, more than one, you know. In fact, so, but some of these sorts of songs that I wrote back then were quite popular with my audience, and they sometimes ask me to do them now, and I just can't do them. I just don't feel like that, and I don't have to do it. I don't think I have to do it, so I don't.
My guest is British singer-songwriter and guitarist Nick Lowe. He has a new CD called The Convincer. He'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is singer-songwriter and guitarist Nick Lowe. He has a new CD called The Convincer. Why don't you play a song that I think does illustrate the kind of love song you're writing now? It's called Let's Stay In and Make Love.
Okay.
I don't really care about tonight's affair. We don't have to go. The same crowd will be there, like they've been before, at the last three in a row. Now you're waiting in the hall, and I'm on the stair looking at you from above. And I say, darling, just for a change, let's stay in and make love. Please don't get me wrong, I love to party long with my special girl. But there's some things in life more important than a busy social world. You say softly, darling, you're quiet tonight, and you're right, 'cause what I'm thinking of is take off your dress, let's stay in and make love. Let's take a break, precious moments to steal. Let's forget the chattering crowd and get down to what's really real. Something that'll groove us. You make dim the light, then come to me, darling, let's stay in. Slip off those things and love me now. There's a feeling of love in here, and it's you, sweet, embraceable you. Just for a change, let's stay in.
Nick Lowe, thanks so much for being here and for performing some songs for us. It's really been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Nick Lowe has a new CD called The Convincer.